We get the hour underway by welcoming to the program the host of the wonderful series, Routes Less Traveled. We are pleased to be joined this afternoon by Farouk Tahid. Farouk, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate you.
Love the show so much, and it's such a great concept. And there are a number of genealogy shows out there on television, but Routes Less Traveled takes a very different approach.
Absolutely. We take two family members that are distant for one reason or another, whether it's time, meaning generationally, we had a grandfather and a grandson, or we have it by distance. We had a daughter and a father who live on opposite coast here in the States. And so we bring them together and we help them explore the myths and legends. You know, we all got stories in our family history. So we help them explore that and confirm or deny whether those myths or legends are real. And then I take them on what I like to call a genealogical treasure hunt to help them discover their family ancestry.
And as we all learn, as we explore our past, so many of us are tied to various elements of history. And there's always that component. It's not just family history, but usually there's a connection to our own American history.
Indeed. And that's what you see a lot on our show on Routes Less Travel. You definitely see a lot of these personal journeys, but then you see the personal journeys really give us some insight and into our own American history.
Of course, you've also got the inside help there of your sponsors, the folks at Ancestry.com, and what they're doing is incredible. And the resources they're able to provide, it must be fun for you to kind of watch it all come together.
Really, it's just, I just get to sit back. I don't have to do all the work, because let me tell you, the work they put into it is amazing. It's the value in it is just insurmountable, because, to just research one family tree, one lineage down one side could take anywhere from 600 to 800 man hours. So, or should I say man and woman hours, a lot of people hours. So it could take a lot of time to really research that, and they do a great job.
Why do you think it is that people have become so interested in learning about their family's history? Because this is, there have always been people who've wanted to know about their family tree, but that seemed to increase a lot in recent years.
I think as we're getting older, specifically speaking for myself, as I get older, you're looking for more reasons to kind of maybe looking for your purpose, or you're looking for just some reasons as to why you're doing what you're doing. And when you get the chance to go down your family tree, you get to have a lot of those answers solved. So much is embedded in our DNA, and so much is embedded in how we live our lives that stem from what our ancestors and previous relatives have gone through.
Has doing the show made you curious at all about your own family's history?
It, without a doubt. I have done some research on my own and have gone down my family line. I've run into some pitfalls. I'm kind of stuck on my maternal side of the family when I'm around my grandmother. I'm trying to find out some little tips and tricks to get past this little roadblock here. But I did have something crazy happen to me during this time. Right around the time I got the show, I had a cousin who was married to my female cousin on my dad's side. So he was my cousin-in-law. And he did an Ancestry DNA test kit. He found his biological father. And by that, he found his biological grandfather. Well, it turns out his grandfather was my grandmother's brother.
Wow.
And so, right. And so with that, it turned out that I had a cousin on my dad's side, married a cousin on my mom's side. And I just didn't know he was my cousin. He was my cousin before he was my cousin-in-law. So it was great.
That's wonderful. Well, I get a story happened to me, and I knew some details, but not much. But I ended up connecting with four sisters that didn't know anything about me, and I didn't know that they all existed, and Ancestry.com was a big part of that. And since that happened to me, it's hard to tell you how many people I've talked to who've had that experience of finding family members they never knew about through Ancestry.com.
Yeah, we had that very, very thing happen with our first episode with Rob and Michelle. They were
I love that episode. That was great.
Yeah, Rob was adopted, and he didn't know he had all this family. He didn't even know about his Mexican heritage, and we were able to, he found Michelle 3 years ago on Ancestry, but they had never been together just one-on-one like this, and we were really able to just really give them a really impactful and valuable family history there that was amazing. A real life Titanic story. links to John F. Kennedy, who could ask for anything more?
Well, yeah, and I love the trip to Havana, Cuba. That was a wonderful story as well.
Yeah, I love that time being able to go to Cuba. I mean, we were in and out. You know, we were only there for about 3 or 4 days. But just being able to experience that culture and then to have, you know, that uncle and nephew team of JR and Uncle Al, like it was just an amazing time. And you know, Uncle Al, he's a fun loving guy. He was so emotional about Cuba and how much real estate and stuff that his ancestor had committed to transforming Cuba. It was amazing.
And there are so many poignant moments in this series. I think I was most moved by the episode when you traveled down to Nashville and found out about the role that family members had played of your guests in a very important court case in American history.
Indeed. And that one for me probably was the most impactful, because I didn't expect to have the emotional response that I had being there. And learning that history, because that piece of history there wasn't taught to us. You know, it was Devon and Cherie, and their ancestors were enslaved in this country, but they were given 111 acres out of 112 from the person that they worked the land they worked. And so going to court and then 5-6 times and having it upheld in their favor. In the South, pre-emancipation, just an amazing story. I got chills bumped just talking about it now.
We're talking with Farouk Tahid of Roots Less Traveled here on Downtown. Well, we couldn't have you on the show, Farouk, without bringing up your role in one of our favorite shows. Can you talk about your time working ringside for BattleBots?
It's robot fighting time! yes, BattleBots. I mean, I love BattleBots. Just not only for the people and the bot builders and everybody behind it, because the passion that they have for what they do just really fuels me and gives me fire to go in there and be able to put on the performance that I can do, because I'm just able to go there and just be myself and be as crazy and wild as I want to be. And it's just really, truly become a dream job.
Now, did you pick up any skills through osmosis there, working with those creative people? Can you make some of those things now in the workshop?
Nah, that I haven't been able. I haven't been back in the pits yet to start building and working on the robots. I would love to get it back there one day, but they're so busy and moving so fast trying to get those robots prepared for battle that I wouldn't even try to step back there. Just me being back there is a safety hazard.
Hey, now you also had a role, although we didn't see you, but we heard you and your very distinctive voice in a series done by our friend Mark Duplass. You did an episode of Room 104.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I did an episode of Room 104. I believe I was playing a boxing announcer as they were watching on TV. that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
Well, we love the series Roots Less Traveled. It's such a wonderful trip. And unlike so many of these shows, these are not celebrities. These are just real folks learning about their family's history and American history at the same time. And you make a wonderful guide for their journey, Farouk. We wish you continued success with the show and your career. And thanks for joining us here this afternoon.
Thank you very much. And to all your listeners, I appreciate you guys. And don't forget, Roots Less Traveled, the last episode coming up. It will be rerunning all summer long, so check it out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Farouk. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.